The names of the locations are the same. Tahrir Square in Cairo, Tahrir Square in Sana'a, Yemen. There are pro and anti-governments in both locations, but that's kind of where the similarities end. We've been watching violence erupt in Egypt, whereas in Yemen, dueling protests resulted in absolutely peaceful demonstrations. Joining us now to talk about the protests going on in Yemen, we have W. Andrew Terrell, professor in Strategic Studies Institute at the U.S. Army War College. He just published a major study on Yemen through the Strategic Studies Institute. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, many people were worried about protests in Yemen simply because the populace there is so heavily armed.
Right.
And it's among one of the poorest countries in the world, and certainly the poorest in the Arab world. But they were completely peaceful. Why is that?
Well, I think that Yemenis, because they are so well-armed, often show a great deal of restraint, understanding that to resort to violence could result in a bloodbath because everybody else is armed as well. When I was in Yemen, I would see all kinds of fender benders and things like that in Sana'a, and you would see different people yelling at each other sometimes and things like that, but it never got out of hand. I think people know that that when we have a society that's that well-armed, that violence is something that you don't just lapse into without too much thought.
Well, explain what is going on in Yemen. The president, Saleh, just announced yesterday he will neither run for re-election when his term ends in 2013, nor will his son run for office. And there were pro-government supporters saying that should be enough. They were up against anti-government protesters in the capital there saying, no, he needs to step down now. Is that the essence of the dispute in Yemen?
Well, President Saleh has been in power since 1978, and in power in what was then North Yemen, and then in 1990, United Yemen. So he's been there for a very long time, and there's been an awful lot of corruption, an awful lot of problems under his rule. Yemen may be the first capital in the Arab world to run out of water. Sana'a might be the first capital to run out of water. There are oil revenues that are running out. Yemen doesn't have much oil to begin with, but it's using up most of what it's got, and will be done with that. Probably have used it up by 2017. So you've got a lot of very discontented people in a very poor country, and they would like to see this political and economic system open. What Saleh now is trying to do, as I see it, he's making all of these concessions, like the one you mentioned about not running in 2013. At least he says that. He said that before. But and he's also throwing a lot of money at problems in terms of reducing taxes, in terms of trying to create a fund for students seeking jobs, because there are a lot of students involved in this movement. He's trying to take the steam out of the opposition and make sure that this doesn't escalate to the point where he feels he has to resign immediately. It's also not, to me, totally clear he will actually not run in 2017.
And whether he'll follow through on his promise. Joining us also is Natalia Antalava with our partner, the BBC. She's reporting from the capital, Sana'a, of Yemen. Good morning, Natalia.
Good morning. Well, we've been at the demonstration today. In fact, it wasn't there just one demonstration in Sana'a today. There were two. The opposition supporters gathered in the main square. There were a few thousands of them. It was quite an impressive sort of show of force, but it didn't last very long. They did all go home, and some of them actually sounded disappointed. Some of them were telling me that, you know, they wanted to stay. If they're serious about bringing real change, that they should really do what the Egyptians did and just stay in the square, continue demanding change. The second demonstration was in support of the president. It was a smaller rally, but probably just equally enthusiastic and loud. And people there were saying that, yes, we also want change, but Saleh has to be the man who will bring it to us. So the concern among people of Sana'a, among very many here, was that these two parties would clash. That didn't happen. The opposition leaders are saying that they're being very, very careful, and they're saying that they are taking it. That's why they asked people to go home, that they are taking it very slowly. But they've been telling us this is just the beginning, that they will continue pressing on. What it will bring eventually, but this is anybody's guess at this moment.
Any sort of pro-government representation on the streets at all, Natalia?
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely. There was a demonstration of the government supporters, and you know there are allegations that these people, that rally was much less spontaneous, much more staged. But nevertheless, there were definitely people in the streets that I talked to today who said, we want the president to stay. That is what worries people, the possibility of a confrontation between the two. Well, still peaceful, but with more rant, you know, people are concerned that this could all kick off in a country where, you know, probably every family owns a Kalashnikov rifle, poverty is widespread, corruption is mind-boggling and rampant, and tensions are... The place is generally volatile, so this political instability definitely makes it much more fragile.
Natalia Antolava, a reporter with the BBC, she is in Sana'a, Yemen. I want to return back to Andrew Terrell, professor in Strategic Studies Institute at the U.S. Army War College. Andrew, one of the reasons why people are perhaps very concerned about Yemen is simply because the U.S. government has declared this the real battlefront in terms of the war on terror, the next place in which al-Qaeda may be getting a stronghold. Should people be worried about the protests and what that may mean in terms of terrorism?
Well, I think people should be worried if Yemen breaks up into anarchy because of the of an escalating confrontation between the government and the opposition, because we do have a very strong al-Qaeda presence in Yemen. It's one of the franchises known as al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. It has conducted some fairly impressive operations in Yemen, actually seizing small towns for you know, a week or so at various points in time, and also it's conducted international terrorism against the United States, or at least attempts at international terrorism against the United States. You can remember the Christmas bombing, where there was an attempt by an individual trained in Yemen to blow up an airplane on its way to Detroit, and some parcel bombs that never really got off, never really reached the United States, but they were that operation was coordinated from Yemen later in October of last year. So,
but nothing to be worried about yet, is what you're saying.
No, I'm worried now because Yemen is actually doing
it's
a very
volatile. W. Andrew Terrell, professor at the Strategic Studies Institute at the U.S. Army War College, just published a major study on Yemen from the Strategic Studies Institute. Thanks to you.